The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Rocking through a Tuesday afternoon with us in studio is, his name is Joshua Ansa, ladies and gentlemen, and he is a clothing designer, and he has a whole host of talents, and he's brought his whole family with him, as a matter of fact, too. And we're excited that he's here with us because we love talking about startup stories and businesses that are getting their legs and new agendas and new opportunities. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity.
So tell us about you, Joshua. Tell us about you. Where did you come from? How are you? What are you doing?
Well, I'm actually from Ghana, West Africa. And my parents and I actually moved here when I was 5 years old. And even when I was in Africa, my mom used to be a seamstress. And so I had apparel and, you know, garments and I guess not necessarily style, but I guess a little bit of fashion in my blood, even from way back then. And so, you know, fast forward to we moved to New Jersey first. And so I guess my style is kind of
New Jersey.
Yes, sir. New Jersey of all places. Right.
Yeah, right.
So we went from the, you know, the literal jungle to the concrete jungle,
yeah.
If you will, you know. And so we moved from New Jersey to Iowa. And we've been here ever since I
now,
was
what
about.
What brought you to Iowa?
My dad, actually, he had several friends that lived here, and he actually had gotten a job here. And so he was here first, and then we had family in New Jersey, and we were living with family in New Jersey, and then moved here to be with my father.
Oh, what? And how old were you when you got to Iowa?
I was about 6 when I got to Iowa.
Okay, so you're not too far removed from being in Ghana.
Yeah, for sure.
Is family still in Ghana?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. A lot of family.
Do you get back?
What we're planning on, and my son Deontay is actually here right now, so it's kind of a spoiler alert for him, but we were planning on taking him as a graduation present when he graduates from high school. So
wow, how nice that would be, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be talking about your business. Now, this is a long time in the making. This is not just an overnight sensation. This is something you've been working on for some time. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. We actually, it's funny because we actually established in 2010. And it all started
nice
with,
idea right during the depression. And yeah.
Exactly. And so that's why I was, you know, I was always kind of always had kind of one foot in, one foot out, if you will. And so I had I actually came up with a yearly basketball event at the John R. Grubb YMCA. And that's actually what started or kickstarted the entire JT's brand. I made some T-shirts for that All-Star game, and those shirts sold out and were just extremely popular. And the designer that I was working with at the time, his name was Van Holmgren, which is an incredible designer. He actually told me, if you have other ideas and designs and stuff, put them on a shirt, you know, sell a couple. I did, and here we are.
Sold some more.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, quite a bit more.
And you've got something coming up in May that's called a sneaker exchange. Now, I had to look toward our producer, Tyler, to find out what the heck is sneaker junkies. Tell us about this.
I say since 91 or 92, which
you're
is
not that old, are
you? Yeah, well, some people I am, some people I'm not, you know, so it's kind of relative. But since about 91 or 92, when I started noticing just the power behind sneakers. And it was really, you know, from watching Michael Jordan play and, you know, how popular his shoes were. And at that time, my parents didn't have a lot of money. And so I didn't dare ask them to buy me a pair of Air Jordans for $125 or whatever at the time. And so I eventually just started buying them from my friends who they had money and they bought the shoes. They got them brand new. They wore them a few times and I, you know, would buy them for them from half the price. And then I would turn around and resell them for, you know, maybe $20, $30, $40, $50 more than what I got them for. And so I learned about the resale market as far as like sneakers go a long time ago. As a kid. Yes, sir. And so I was kind of an entrepreneur way back then, if you will.
So this is all then morphed into something called a sneaker exchange?
Yes, sir. So at our store, what we've which is kind of a rich problem for, you know, especially for most startups, I have a huge network of sneakerheads, which is, you know, the kind of, you know, the term that we affectionately, you know, kind of call each other. And so I have a whole.
I didn't know that there was such a thing.
Hey, that's your nugget for
that's
the day,
it, man.
Yeah. So we, you know, I have a huge just network of, you know, friends, family members, myself, my kids, that are all sneakerheads that just love and are just infatuated with shoes. So they all have just a ton of shoes that are probably piling up in their closets. So what I've done with my own personal shoes, my wife's own personal shoes, our kids' own personal shoes, and my friend's personal shoes, we've actually put them in our store to resell. And so they're all still in incredible shape. They still go for, you know, $200, $300, $400 online.
God.
Yeah. Shoes that I may have paid, you know, whatever I paid for, but they're still holding their value, if not worth more now, even after being worn, than they were when I purchased them originally.
Get out of here.
I kid you not. It's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
It is truly a real thing.
Now, is this sort of limited to an age group? I mean, are most of these people that are sneakerheads, are they within a, what, 18 to 34, somewhere in there?
Not at all. That's the beauty of the, I guess, like the sneaker, I guess, community, is that anyone.
Sneaker community.
Yeah, it's a real community.
Who knew, man?
Yeah, no, for sure. So it's a, you know, it's a huge community of, you know, any age, no matter how, you know, because I mean, just like I stated, you know, I was 8 or 9 when I first started realizing that if you had a pair of Jordans on, you could have on a pair of khakis or a pair of jeans that say nothing on them, a white T-shirt, and somebody's going to be like, man, that kid's fresh. Man, that kid's got us together.
Yeah,
you know what
it.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally a $2 shirt, maybe a $3 pair of pants,
but the
and
shoes.
$100 pair of shoes. And it goes from, you know, from kids all the way up
got
to,
it.
You know. Any age.
So the sneaker exchange is an opportunity for what to happen?
The sneaker exchange is actually an opportunity for not only for us to, I guess, sell some of our inventory that we have right now to make room for our new inventory that's coming in. Because all the inventory that we have now is just stuff that we just needed to get out of our storage pretty
sure.
much, you know. And so we have just a ton of stuff that we need to get rid of. And it actually gives us our I guess, our supporters an opportunity to see the store before we have all of our stuff in there.
Got it. And where's the store at?
It's actually on the main strip in Valley Junction.
It's Fifth Street, isn't it?
Fifth Street, yes,
yeah.
sir. Yep. So it's literally right next to G-Migs bar.
Nice
so,
place.
Yeah, no, it's a great place. Yeah. Excellent food, you know. So between them and Mullets, man, as far as breakfast goes, I'm telling you, it's like top notch. So the sneaker exchange, is, our actual address is 130 Fifth Street, Suite A. So it's the ground floor suite, and you won't miss it. As soon as you see G-Migs, we're literally right next door. We've got stuff
and you
in
got
the window.
Sneakers in the window.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
serious
yes.
sneakers. In
oh
the
yes. As a matter of fact, we actually have a pair that they're called the Area 72 Charles Barkleys. And if you see these shoes, I mean they're special. And that's just one of the many you know pairs of you know quote unquote heat that we have in store.
Bringing the heat with the shoes.
You know
I understand. All right. So the JT's apparel side of this has got to be more than shoes.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that side.
Well, JT's apparel, as far as like the t-shirt brand or the apparel brand goes, we started the company or the t-shirt side of things with a basic concept of we want to put quality designs on quality apparel. We want to put designs that are conversation pieces, not designs that are just random, ambiguous designs that are just thrown on a t-shirt. And so every design that we put on a shirt, it either is something that's inspired by something iconic, like let's say my nephew Lo is here. He's wearing a Rich Kids design.
I see that.
Which is actually inspired by the North Face design. And the reason that we went with the North Face design as part of the Rich Kids line is because it takes money to buy North Face. And so that's so it actually kind of has a double meaning when you look at it. You're like, wait a second, where have I seen that design before?
Yeah, right. North Face. Then you go, oh, Rich Kids.
Exactly.
Got it. So you're making a social statement at the same time, so
exactly,
to speak.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Even, you know, my son has a shirt that, you know, that simply states, yes, there are black people in Iowa. I know it sounds kind of, you know, it might sound kind of jarring or, you know, kind of, you know, like a statement, you know, that's make, you know, catch some attention, but it should, you know. When I was his age, when I'll go out of town, people, and that was like, you know, 20 years ago,
yeah.
I would go out of town and tell people where I was from. They would say, there aren't black people there. I'm like, I just came from there. I can tell you that there are a lot more people that look just like me that are from Iowa. So that's a shirt that's, you know, stood the test of time for over 20 years and it's still very relevant
to
this day.
And you also have this cool shirt that you gave me, Des Moines versus everybody.
Absolutely.
What is that about?
That is, you know, not only is it just, you know, exactly what it says. You know, it just, a lot of people that are, you know, from Des Moines and from, you know, people that are outside of Des Moines, it can be kind of a flyover city or a flyover state. And so it's just that even though we're small, we have that mentality of, you know what, we're just as good as anywhere else. And, you know, it's like kind of a us against the world mentality, not like in a vicious or malicious way, but it's just that, you know, we're here and, you know, it's us against the world.
We're going to fight for it.
Exactly.
All right. Joshua Ansel, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about JT's Apparel, soon to open in Historic Valley Junction. That's kind of exciting for you. Brick and mortar, man?
Yeah, our first one.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
How are you marketing it, other than coming on the Business News Hour? How are you getting the word out that you're there?
You know, I'm kind of old-fashioned when it comes to, like, social network and stuff like that. I do have a personal Facebook page, which is just under, you know, Josh, J-O, Ansaw, and then I have my JT's Apparel Facebook page, or Instagram page as well. So that's the easiest way.
Because it's very visual.
Exactly. And so that's really all we need. You know, we don't need Snapchat. We don't need all those. We don't need all those things. I don't even use my Twitter anymore. I really just use Instagram and my personal Facebook page to get the word out, and then word of mouth as well. I'll go ahead.
So how do you then come up with some of these design ideas? Is it just you're sitting around, you're watching the tube, or you're interacting with other folks in the community, and somebody says something, you go, yeah. That's
almost exactly. I find inspiration everywhere. It can be something that, you know, my 3-year-old daughter says. It can be a lyric that I hear in a song. Mm-hmm. It can be an actual life experience that I had, which a lot of them are from life experiences. But I find inspiration everywhere.
Yeah. JT's Apparel, ladies and gentlemen, soon to open in Historic Valley Junction. Jim Miller and the guys up there at the foundation, you go see them. They're good people, and they will start to take care of you. So your place, is that right? Very close to the theatrical shop?
Absolutely. It's actually not directly across the street, but it is on the same street, but kind of Kennedy Quarter from the theatrical
shop. Yeah, I know exactly where you're going to be. Good for you.
Thank
you. Congratulations. You know, hard work, determination, and staying at it.
Absolutely.
Does your wife kind of keep you in line?
Oh, my goodness. She does. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, you know, I just have. My support system is just outrageous, you know, and even the new company that we use to, you know, print a lot of our stuff out in Urbandale, Dorfell Promotions, they are just incredible. And we do our embroidery there, our hats, you know, T-shirts, sunglasses, whatever you can possibly think of. We have just a host of an incredible product line to offer now. So.
His name is Joshua Ansel, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about JT's Apparel. Remember, the best two words in the English language are... Yes, dear.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We also heard today from Deb Brown and Denise Eastman. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, my name is Michael Libby. If you missed any or all of this conversation with Joshua, we will have that up on the radio blog. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 5 o'clock, Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. Voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. And Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.